One in Christ. Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. In the ancient world, a Jewish man began his morning prayers by thanking God that he was not a Gentile, not a slave, and not a woman. That prayer reflected the way society was structured, divided, ranked, and reinforced. Those walls felt permanent, just as permanent as the stones of the great temple. But into that world, Paul spoke words that shook the foundations. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free, nor male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
These words were not polite religious talk. They were dynamite. They tore down the three great dividing walls of that society: ethnicity, economics, and gender. And Paul wasn't just dreaming of a better world. He was declaring what had already been accomplished in Christ. 2,000 years later, our categories may look different, but the temptation to divide is the same. We too build walls, walls of race, class, gender, politics, and even church traditions. But the gospel declares that Christ has broken them down. In Paul's day, Jews were the chosen people of God, and Gentiles were seen as unclean outsiders. The divide was spiritual, cultural, and deeply personal. Today we see this division in racism, nationalism, and cultural superiority. We see it when people are judged not by their character, but by the color of their skin, their accent, or the passport they carry. But the cross levels the ground at Calvary. Every tribe and tongue stood equally guilty, equally in need of grace, and equally welcomed by Christ. In the Church of Jesus Christ, there is no room for prejudice, no room for superiority, no room for suspicion. Paul reminds us that in Christ, every culture finds redemption, every nation finds belonging, and every people find their place at the Lord's table. The Roman Empire was built on slavery. A person's worth was tied to their economic status. The slave was invisible, the free man was honored. We live in a different economy, but the walls remain. Classism, elitism, and systems that trap people in cycles of poverty still divide us. Even within the church, we sometimes create rich churches and poor churches instead of one body in Christ. But the gospel declares our worth is not determined by the size of our bank account, our education, or our job title. Jesus Christ died for the slave and the free, for the poor and the rich alike. At the communion table, the CEO and the unemployed father kneel side by side, both needing the same grace, both receiving. In the ancient world, women were treated as property. They had few rights and little value in society's eyes. Today, gender divisions show up in discrimination, abuse, and power struggles. But Paul proclaims that in Christ, women are not property. They are heirs, they are co-laborers, gifted by the Spirit, essential to the body of Christ. Men and women remain distinct, but both bear the image of God. Both are redeemed by the blood of Christ, and both are called to serve in His kingdom. Why do humans keep building these walls? Because walls give us identity. We define ourselves by who we are not. Because walls give us security. Keeping others out makes us feel safe. Because walls give us power. Hierarchies allow some to climb higher. But Paul reminds us that the old ways are gone. In Christ, we have a new identity, new security, and a new family. At the cross, every category fades. The Jewish rabbi and the Roman soldier both need forgiveness. The wealthy merchant and the poor beggar both stand empty-handed. The powerful man and the marginalized woman both depend on the same grace. The ground is leveled at the foot of the cross. And when we rise from that place of surrender, we rise not as strangers, not as enemies, not as competitors, but as brothers and sisters, one family in Christ. This unity is not just theology, it is our calling. Paul's vision is both already and not yet. Christ has already torn down the walls. But we must choose daily to live like it.
personally. Search your heart for prejudice. Build relationships with people who are different from you. Speak words that heal, not words that divide. As the church, worship in a way that reflects God's diverse kingdom. Equip leaders from every background. Model unity that the world cannot explain. In society, stand with the marginalized, work for justice, be agents of reconciliation in a broken world. Revelation 7:9 paints the final picture, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Heaven is not uniformity, it is harmony. It is not one color, but many colors woven together into God's eternal tapestry. And the church is called to give the world a preview of that future today.